purpose of this year is obviously Yiras Shamayim. I'm not interested merely in teaching some more Torah in terms of the Chochmas HaTorah, although that has tremendous purpose and value, but I really would like that all of us, certainly myself included, should gain in our Yiras Shamayim. Everybody knows that the Vilna Gaon wrote a letter to his family, his wife and his daughters, specifically when he was leaving for Eretz Yisrael, which of course never happened, but Lamai said the letter exists. And in that Igeres Agra, he writes specifically that they should learn Sefer Mishlei, which is the very best Musa Sefer there is. A Musa Sefer, and his tachlis in getting them to learn is obviously not that they should have a Yediyas HaTorah. His purpose was that they should have a derech in Avodas Hashem. The significance of Mishlei to the Vilna Gaon reflects also, not merely in the letter that he wrote and the statement that he made about Mishlei as being the best Musa Sefer, but also in the fact that Reb Nachum Mendel of Shklov basically has this commentary directly from the Gaon's mouth. And he's an aid re'iyah. He was Mishamish the Gaon for several years. And obviously only people who have the highest caliber could be able to be in his mechitza, could handle being in his mechitza, and that he would allow to be in his mechitza. So Reb Nachum Mendel of Shklov is basically producing a sefer which is essentially written and composed by the Gaon himself, which is very rare in the collection of Sfarim that we have from the Gra. Most of it is more derivative than that. So it's a tremendous thing that we have such a Sefer. And the Gaon's Mahalach in the Sefer is also remarkable in the sense that he keeps structuring and organizing the Sefer. There are all kinds of interconnections. He's like stitching connections, almost like a cobweb, you know, with all these intersections, you know, where this is related to this, and then subsequently that's related to that, and everything is structured in a very extraordinary way. Part of the difficulty of learning the Gra is not merely that there are references that are esoteric and difficult and clipped, but also because the way he's misader the inyonim and the way he explains them, you can get stuck. It's not an easy sefer to learn. The Mishlei is also not an easy sefer to learn with any mefarish, simply because each pasuk sounds like, you know, I had a Zayda. The Zayda was a Chassidish Rebbe. I mention him from time to time, but Moshe Menachem Spiegel, my Rebbetzin's grandfather, her mother's father. So he said that in Europe, they came from towns that had a lot of Polish-speaking citizenry. So he says, by the Goyim, there was an expression, Bunch Mondra, and he said that all of the mitzvahs asay of the Torah could be subsumed under that phrase. What does Bunch Mondra mean in Polish? Be smart. And what are the mitzvahs lo sasay, if that's the case? Don't be stupid. Ni bunch gubi. You know, gubi. Don't be stupid. So that's the whole of Sefer Mishlei in a nutshell. Be smart, hachacham, and don't be stupid, don't be a ksil. So what are all those psukim? You understand what I mean? So, you know, psukim that are so similar to one another without really having a beginning and an end are very, very difficult to learn because they slip right through your fingers. There's always the danger that that's going to be the bottom line. Be smart and don't be stupid. So to learn the Sefer and to have the Sefer somehow anchored in your heart is an avoda. If you compound that with the Gra, there's a double avoda. There's the avoda of learning the Sefer, and then there's a separate avoda of learning the Bir HaGra. Now the Gra, in the beginning of Mishlei, tells us that the Sefer is really divided into three Sfarim. And the purpose of this shiur is to give a background of the first words of the Gra and the six psukim that the Gra says are the hakdama to the entire collection of the three Sfarim in Mishlei. Mishlei begins with a sefer that starts with the word Mishlei and continues with a second sefer that says Mishlei and ends with a third sefer that says Mishlei. And each of these Sfarim reflect a different theme. or a different yesod. The first sefer goes from Perek Aleph through Perek Tes and reflects what the Goyim calls Chochmah. And the second sefer goes from Perek Yud through Perek Chav Dalet and reflects what the Goyim calls Musar. And finally, from Perek Chav Hei until the end of the sefer of Mishlei reflects what the Goyim calls Torah. How we get to that idea that each sefer has a general theme or yesod, if you would be looking through the psukim of each section, you would not be able to tell me that this refers to Torah Bedavka, and this refers to Musa Bedavka, and the beginning refers to Chochmah Bedavka. And we have to explain what's the difference between Chochmah and Musa anyhow. And what's the difference between Chochmah and Torah? He's not talking about math and science when he says Chochmah. So what does he mean by Chochmah versus Torah? But so there are two problems. What does he mean? And secondly, where do you see it in the Sefer? How do we know that this, there are three Sfarim in Mishlei? So I told you because each section, each Sefer begins with the words Mishlei. Here we have Mishlei, of course, Shloime ben David Melech Yisrael. And in Mishlei Yud, Pasuk Aleph, it says Mishlei Shloimei, Bein Chocham Yisamach Ov, Uvein Ksil Tugasimei. So the beginning is Mishlei Shloimei. Whereas, if it would simply be a continuation, what do you have to say Mishlei Shloimei here? Everything is Mishlei Shloimei. So the Goyim says this is the beginning of another Sefer. And in Mishnah in Mishlei Chafei Aleph, it says Gam Eile Mishlei Shlomo Asher Tiku Anshei Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda. So that is the third section, the third Sefer Mishlei, Gam Eile Mishlei Shlomo. The Vilna Gaon says over there that the reason it says Gam Eile Mishlei Shlomo is because there are certain Mishalim in Mishlei, both later in Perek Lamed and Perek Lamed Aleph, Divrei Ogur, Divrei Lemuel, and also previously Divrei Chachomim, which according to the Goyim is not Divrei Chachomim like the wise ones, like Chacham, but actually that there were certain Chachomim who gave those Mishalim who were not Shloime HaMelech. So that's in Perek Chav Dalet. So the Divrei Chachomim, so then Gam Eile, but these that I'm now bringing, Agam that it was put together by Anshei Chizkiyahu, are Divrei Shlomo. So there are three Sfarim in Mishlei that begin with the words Mishlei. Mishlei Shlomo ben David Melech Yerushalayim, Melech Yisrael, and then it says Mishlei Shlomo, and then it says Gam Eile Mishlei Shlomo. And each one of these is the beginning of another Sefer, Chochmah, Musar, and Torah. Okay. Now, in the... in Mishlei Yud, Pasuk Aleph, the Bir Hagra says some things at the beginning, which I'm not going into right now. But then he says, "Umishlei hazeh, hu neged Musar." V'lochein kan al piroiv b'chol posuk beizin yonim dover v'ifucho. You don't have it in the sheets because the sheets are just the psukim until posuk through posuk zayit of Perek Aleph. But I'm reading it to you. So the Goyin says again, Mishlei hazeh, hu neged Musar, v'lochein kan al piroiv b'chol posuk beizin yonim, dover v'hifucho, besod eitz hada'as toivara. V'ramaz b'shir hashirim gam kein al Mishlei, k'mo she'kosuv, u'lucho yushulam neder, v'haynu shir hashirim, k'mo she'omru b'zoy ha'chodosh, she'rashay tevah shel hadalet psukim harishonim, hu yushulam. Shir Hashirim, Yishakeni, Lereach, and Mashcheni Acharecha Narutza. Vehein Osios Mishlei. This latter part, which sounds very esoteric, I would like to explain to you, as in a certain sense a kind of hakdama to much of what it is in Sefer Mishlei. The Zayah Chodosh that he's quoting is on Shir Hashirim, Maimar, Hashem Tzvokos Havaya Eheke. And it says as follows: Ksiv Shir. The first pasuk in Tehillim Samach Hei is Lamnatzeach Mizmer LeDavid Shir. So besides that, it says Mizmer LeDavid, which it says very often. It repeats Mizmer, and it says Lamnatzeach Mizmer LeDavid Shir. Uksiv says the Zohar Chadash right afterwards L'cha Dumiya Tehila. What is Dumiya? Silence, the opposite of Shir. That the Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is silence. So here on the one hand it says, L'matzeach Mizmer LeDavid. What is the Mizmer LeDavid? Shir. And on the other hand it says, L'cha Dumiya Tehila. That silence is better. So which is it? So the Zohar HaKadosh says the following: David Malka Havi Yada Beruach Kudsha Dizdamin Shir Da Lizgalya Ba'alma. David HaMelech was Tzayfe Beruach Kudshai, that there was going to be this shir, which is going to be introduced beyond his time, lizgal yabalma. Va'amar shir dizdamin lizgale lachadumia iu b'chashoi. The less rishu lizgal yotushbachta da, ela tushbachto tehila da elikim b'tziyin. Kad is b'nei b'makdisha. The iu lekabel makdisha iloha kadein lachay yishulam neder. So he says that the shir is not yet. When is that shir going to be? When do we have the right to be megala the shir? We have a right to be megala the shir only when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, which means Al Yidei Shlomo HaMelech. So David HaMelech cannot yet say that shir. So for him, L'cha Dumiya Tehila. Until then, the silence is the Shevach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the interpretation of the shir and the Dumiya, there's much to say, but I'm focusing exclusively on the way the Vilna Gaon presents this Zohar Chodosh Remez Benogeya, the connection between Shir HaShirim and Mishlei. What kind of connection could there possibly be? You know that Chazal tell us that, of course, Shlomo HaMelech writes Shir HaShirim and he composes Shir HaShirim, he composes Mishlei. And there's a whole series of different chazals and different ma'amarim about what the sequence was, number one, and also at what time in Shlomo HaMelech's life or under what circumstances were these chiburim written, namely Mishlei, Koheles, and Shir HaShirim. Some say that Shir HaShirim was bin Na'arusai, and some say that Mishlei was in his middle age, and Koheles was in his old age. But there are many other, a number of other mahalchim in these three sfarim, when they were written and for what purpose. And what was the matzav of Shlomo HaMelech, whether it's chronological in terms of his age or in terms of his circumstance. Be that as it may, the idea of Shir HaShirim is, of course, a shir of Ava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is a machloikus of the Mefarshim and a machloikus of the Makoros, whether it's a personal relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the sheet of the Rambam in the 10th Perek of Hilchos Tshuva, or whether it's the relationship not of the individual Yisrael, but of Klal Yisrael, as is the interpretation of the Medrash and of Rashi on Shir HaShirim. However, everyone is maskim that it's a Shir Shel Ahava, either between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael, or between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and each individual. Whereas Mishlei seems to be something else entirely. So what does it mean in the... By the way, I just wanted to mention that the Eben Ezra in that Perek in Tehillim says something very similar to what the Zohar Chodesh says. The Eben Ezra's Lashon on the Dibur HaMaskul L'chadumiyah Tehillah, Zeha Mizmer Chibroi David B'yoysa Oroin Oy Chibroi Echad HaMishoririm B'hibonois Beis HaMikdosh V'hu HaNochem Be'enai. The Dumiya Mixeras Dmus, Oyhukmoy Akali Lelekim Dumiya Navshi, Ketam Doim Hashem Vishoiloi, Doimu Ad Akianu Alechem. He quotes a series of psukim where Doimu means remain silent. And then he says, Vahatam, Ki Hatehila Mamtenis Luchabitzion, Min Haboyim Shomala Halil Bamokama Aron, Vishomalucha Yushulam Neder. He says, now is still time for silence, because when will the Tehillah come? When the people throng to the Beis HaMikdash and they sing the Shir and Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is the Shir of Lahalu B'makam Aron V'sham Yishulam L'cha Neder. So the the idea of this pasuk, even in the Nigla Shabbai, according to the Evan Ezra, is that now is not yet the time for Shir, now is the time for Dumiya. But according to the Zohar Chodosh, it's more precise, that David HaMelech is Tzayfe Beruach Kotshei before the Beis HaMikdash is built, and he says that in my time it's still a time of Dumiya, but when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, and that's Mul, the Beis HaMikdash, the Le'ela, there's going to be a Shir that comes forth from Tzayin. What does this have to do? The Zohar Chodosh says then that the Rashi Tevis of the four psukim, what does this have to do? What does this pasuk have to do with Shir Hashirim? The Zohar Chodosh is in Shir Hashirim. And the Goyin Ech, Rashi Tevis shel Adal Psukim Arishonim Uyushulam. So the Rashi Tevis of the Dal Psukim, Shir Hashirim Asher Lishloima, is Shit, Yishakeni is Yud. L'reyach shmonecho is lamed, and mashcheni acharecho narutza is men. So these four Rashi Tevos together form the word Yeshulam. The Vilna Gaon adds also that they form the word Mishle. Let's get to Mishle in a moment. But what does it mean that it forms the word Yeshulam? So what? What does that have to do with Shir Hashirim? Obviously, the Zohar Chodosh says that this Shir Hashirim is the Tashlumim of the neder of David HaMelech, that at the time it's Dumiya, but there will come a time that there will be the Shir, Lam Natsayach Mizmer LeDavid Shir, and what is that Shir that we are talking about? Shir HaShirim. In other words, the Yeshulam is Al Yedei Shloimei Abnoi. And the Yeshulam is the neder that David HaMelech has, that he's Tzofa Beruach Kodshoi, and he is not yet able to say the Shir HaShirim, but that Shir HaShirim will come forth when the Beis HaMikdash is built, Al Yedei Shloimei HaMelech. So the connection between the Pasuk of Yeshulam and Perek Samachay, L'cha Dumiya Tehilo, L'cha Yeshulam Neder, is that the Shir that we're talking about that is not yet, is the Shir HaShirim. So where do you see the remez in Shir HaShirim Gufa? So he says the remez is that the Rashi Tevis of the words that are beginning of the first four psukim form the word Yeshula. Says the Gaon, they also form the word Mishle. What is the significance of that? Everybody knows, and I've said this quite a number of times, that the Rambam in Perek Yud of Hilchos Tshuva Halacha Gimel says the Ketzad Hiho Ava Haru'uya. The Rambam speaks about Avodah Me'ava, and he says it's not an easy thing. What? Yud. It's the last perek of Hilchos Tshuva is about Avodah Me'ava, and in that last perek there is an emphasis on how you define Avodah Me'ava, and also what it involves. So he says, "V'ketzad yo ava haruuya, who shayoyev es Hashem ava gedoyla yisera yisera." The word yisera, by definition, excessive, beyond reason. When you have ava, it eats you up and compels you and drives you with a force that is so powerful that you do not have any longer any control over it. That's why the Rambam calls it ava yisera. It's not Ava Yisera because it's Yisera. Yisera means it's unnecessary and excessive, which means it's not appropriate. He doesn't mean that it's not appropriate in the sense of Yisera. He means it's an Ava that's taken over. In that sense, it's Yisera. It's beyond reason. Aza Miyoid. Ad Shetei Navshoi Kshura Ba'avas Hashem V'nimtza Shoyge Botomid. And the Rambam's next words are critical. Ki'ilu choyle choyli ha'ava. Ki'ilu choyle choyli ha'ava. Like he's lovesick. And a person who's lovesick, she'ein daitoi penuya me'avas osa isha. He cannot stop thinking about her. Be'tomit. Be'in b'shiftoi, be'in b'kumoi, be'in b'shoa shu oichol v'shoise. Yeser mize tehei avas Hashem b'leiv oyhavov shoygim ba tamid kemo shetzivanu b'chol levavcha u b'chol nafshecha. Pahusha Shloimai Amar Derech Mashal Ki Chaylas Ahava Ani. For I am lovesick. Where does he say this Derech Mashal? Of course. In Shireshi. So the Rambam tells me something that seems at first to be completely unsustainable. Because the whole idea of being lovesick, even Lagabi and Isha, you're not lovesick forever. It's almost not possible. Familiarity, they say, breeds contempt. We're not talking here, Chas v'Shalom, about contempt. But familiarity breeds a diminution of the excitement, a diminution of the enthusiasm. It's more of a channeling than anything else. Somebody would ask, whose love is greater? The love of the person that is intoxicated with in the romance of a young girl, or the love of a husband and wife who are now grandparents or great-grandparents and have lived through trials, tribulations, successes, joys, sadness, moments of great exaltation and moments of great despair, all together for 60, 70 years of marriage. The just now, Rebbetzin Scheinberg was nifteris. So how long were they married? 80 years. It's almost inconceivable. Then you tell me which is the deeper love and which is the greater love. And anyone who suggests first love is greater, it's because he has never experienced that hergish. So maybe he thinks that, you know, by that time everything is jaded and everything is old hat. But the emerson is, it's mamish pumfaket. In the glance of a zaken and a zakena, there is more love than the greatest and most passionate embrace of young couple, because the intoxication is not the intoxication of discovery and of the physical, it's the intoxication of experience and of living a life together and of becoming one. Intoxication is not possible if you're one, because then you're intoxicated with yourself, which is the ultimate of gaiva. It's only when you're thinking about the other that you can be intoxicated. But there can't be an other if you are no longer an other. So that famous story, that little vignette, it's not a story, it's just a moment, it's a picture of Rabbi Aryeh Levine coming to the doctor with his wife's phlebitis, and the doctor says, what's wrong? And he said, our foot hurts. So that's exactly the picture of becoming one. So the V'hayu L'basar Echad is something that is a consequence, maybe, of that initial love, but certainly that initial love is not yet the V'hayu L'basar Echad. It's in fact cannot be. It's a stira to the V'hayu L'basar Echad. Therefore, when a person is able to transcend the intoxication, that's when that ultimate love really begins. So how can the Rambam insist that that's the Madrega of Ava that we should have for Hashem? Number two, and maybe an even bigger question, this really seems to undermine everything that Reb Chaim Volozhin has said in the Nefesh HaChayim and elsewhere about the whole concept of Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Tamid. Because when a person's intoxicated and he's in love, and the Rambam says nim tshoge batamid bein shikhba bein bekumay and bein bishar shuaychal b'shaisa, so then there's no way that you could concentrate and focus on a ktsaisin and the sivas. We give a shiur yesterday, and we went through a Rambam that's very, very complicated, and the whole question of dvarim asuim la'ash la'aski. I mean, what does this have to do with being intoxicated with the Ribbono Shel Olam? In fact, ad kedei kach that Reb Chaim Volozhin is eitzah. So how do you connect the Torah to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Because if chas v'shalom you don't, is a disaster of all disasters. Al ma'av the haretz hashem obechul ba'toyret chilul, as the Ran explains in Maseches Nedarim. So what's the answer? The answer is, you make Birchas HaTorah B'Kavona, and then from time to time, you pause to understand and contemplate that this Torah is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. But according to the Rambam, it should be something that I feel on a regular basis, moment to moment, day to day, and it should literally paralyze me in my Avodas Hashem. And especially in my Limud HaTorah. Because Limud HaTorah takes me wherever it goes. If I'm learning Zroim, I have to know about Kelayim, I have to know about Gefanim. And Gefanim is not the Ribbono Shel Olam. Gefanim belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and it's created by the Ribbono Shel Olam. But it's not Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Tamid. And the same thing when I'm learning Moed, I have to learn about Mila B'Shabbos, I can't concentrate on what Mila means, and that Mila is a bris grusa. I have to talk about tzitzim ha-makvim, tzitzim she'in makvim, and the machlokes between the Rambam and others. And then, whether during the week you're chayzer or you're not chayzer. When it's not a shayla of malacha. And then when I'm learning Noshim, I have to worry about the amounts for a ksuba, whether it's a psula or an almana. Nothing directly to do with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and nobody's being asked to translate almana and psula in esoteric terms, you know, in Kabbalistic terms. So where is there the connection that I'm b'shoyge b'Hashem tamid? And finally, when you get to Nezikin, as the example of Reb Chaim Volozhin himself, when you start talking about the tachbulos of Oganov and what the machshavas are going on when a person makes a migu, how could you possibly be at that moment involved with the Ribbono Shel Olam in that kind of intense, acute, and intoxicated preoccupation that the Rambam is talking about? So the Chamayri Tikakasha. So I'm asking two questions. First of all, Meicha Taisa, that the first love is the ultimate love. Secondly, how can you sustain something like that in relation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and at the same time function as a Jew and do all the mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you to do? It's interesting, by the way, the Netziv on the beginning of the Parsha that we just had, Parsha Tzvayera, when the Gemara says G'dola Achnosas Orchem, he turns the whole thing upside down. From the Gemara's mashma that Achnosas Orchem is greater than almost any other mitzvah, because look, it's greater than or as great as Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. The Rambam's lashon is kihakbolas, not mehakbolas pnei hashchina. Where does the Rambam say this? In Hilchos Avil, when the Rambam Perek Yudale describes the different kinds of gemilus chasodim, he quotes that chazal. Because you see, the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos and in Masechet Shavuos that the man diomar who holds this, that gedol achnos asokim bekabolas pnei hashchina, has to learn that aleph dalid and nun and yud that he said was not to the malachim, like Rashi says the first pshat, that it's to the godol shebehem ko'amar, and then he says the second pshat that it means ribono shel olam, because it's a machloikas. But the Gemara says that any mandiyama who holds that you can learn from here gedol achnos asokim mekabolas pnei hashchina, or kehakbolas pnei hashchina, as I said at the gears of the Rambam in the Hilchos Avil, he has to learn that it's speaking about Kodesh. Because otherwise, how do you know that he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu to wait? So that itself, that the Netziv goes and turns it upside down, and he says, it's not just Achnos HaSachem. It's even Achnos HaSachem. Even something that, you know, might appear to have Shalas HaSayideh Acherim, or something that, you know, is basically a very mundane thing to do. It doesn't connect you directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the Ne'anuim of a Lulav, you know. But Afafikain, even the smallest thing, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzava you and it's a chelik of the Torah, you are mechuyev to do it. It's more important than being directly connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But even the Chazal taken in its own right. So Achnos HaSorchem, but who is he dealing with? So he leaves HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do Achnos HaSorchem. What's the Shoyge Batamid? Where is your intoxication? I think that the answer to that question is, what happens if she needs something? This Isha that we're talking about, that he's intoxicated with, she needs something. What does she need? She needs a passport. She needs a passport. She needs to get a passport. She needs to get a driver's license. And it involves a certain amount of effort and work, and she's very busy and whatever it is, or it's hard for her to accomplish it. How will that intoxication translate itself? The answer is, you do everything in your power and ability to make it happen, because it's for her. What happens if her agenda takes 2 days or 3 days? So the answer is, enochanami, but it's always for her. That's the prime. The prime of it is your intoxication. But the intoxication is the outer garment. But the lamaitse shabot cannot suffer from that intoxication, because otherwise it's a stira minei obey. Because if you don't get her the right passport, or if you don't get her the driver's license on time, then her whole agenda is messed up. So if you really care about her, instead of caring about yourself, then you do whatever it is that she needs to do with a tremendous amount of attention and alacrity and exclusively for her benefit. That's what the Rambam is trying to say. He didn't finish the sentence, ki'ilu. The Rambam is saying that when you have this machshava, But she has an agenda that you need to attend to. It's not like this pedestal thing that she's up there and I spend my whole day, I'm intoxicated with you. I love you. The agenda becomes the expression of that intoxication. So what happens if the agenda takes you far afield, even from her? But afal pikein, since the motivation and the priming is that intoxication, and you never really forget it, because that's the backdrop, so memela, everything is that agenda of chaylas ahava. Because then you end up doing things, even if it's embarrassing, you'll do it anyhow. And even if it's difficult, you'll do it anyhow. And it really reminds me of the Chazal. The Pasuk says, Ki ha-mitzvah azayis asher anoichi mitzavcha ayoyim, loy nefleisim imcha v'loy rechoyka hi, loy bashamayim hi, and then it says, v'loy meiver layam hi. So they once saw Reb Zalman of Alojner went in the middle of the night to the nearest town, which required him probably to go through some forest, and he wasn't that well to begin with, and it was a tremendous effort. What is he going? He needs a rajba. He doesn't have a rajba. So why don't you wait till somebody in the morning will go and get you the rajba? So he quoted this chazal. The chazal say, Lo bashamayim hi v'lo me'ever layam hi, she'ilu hoysa bashamayim o be'ever layam, hoyisa tzarech la'aloy so lalecha sacharel. In other words, the Ribbono Shel Olam is saying, I did you a favor that I made it not bashamayim, but Torah mitzad atzma, the agenda that I have for you, I've added that you have to go till the shamayim if necessary. It's just that I made life easier for you. I didn't demand it of you. But if I would have, you would have had to go. So what's the pshat in this? Because chaylas ahava knows no bounds and no limits. There's no such thing. There's never a time or a place which is inaccessible to me, even if it means going through the forest in the middle of the night. And everybody knows that for a life's love, a person will do crazy things. This is the nature of ahava. Ahava is mekalkelas es ashura. It's exactly what vayashk vayachvosh es chamoire. It's mekalkelas es ashura letoiv, and it's mekalkelas by bilam es ashura lara. So this idea of ahava has to be understood al reka, that this woman, ki'ilu, in the mashal, is making massive demands on you, on your kaychus, on your time, on your life. So what happens if it's your whole life? If it's all the days of your life? So you may never see that free moment of chaylas ahava. So how does it manifest itself? Because you're always busy doing the agenda, what she asked for. It just took a very long time. So how do you ever see it? The answer is, you see it by your kavana, and you see it by the fact that you're unstoppable, and you see it that you're not asking for anything in return. And that's exactly what the Rambam says is avodah me'avah. So I wanted to say something, and the more I think about it, I don't know, I think it's matana from the Ribbono Shel Olam that I had this machshava. This Zoya Chodesh. The Zoya Chodesh says that l'cha yishulam neder is referring to Shir HaShirim, correct? And the Vilna Gaon says that the Oisiyos of Yeshulam are the Oisiyos of Mishlei. In other words, according to the Gaon, Yeshulam and Mishlei have a connection to Shir HaShirim. The first four prakim of Shir HaShirim have a connection with Mishlei. What is the possible connection of psukim that speak of emotion and the heart and extraordinary unrequited love, and this is so balanced and so organized and so logical and so full of etzos? What could there possibly be a connection between the two? And the answer is, look at the fourth pasuk. Heviani amelech hador nagilum esuchabach, right? Moshcheni acharecha narutza. The pasuk begins, Moshcheni, pull me, and I will run after you. There's nothing more beautiful than that. It is an expression of that natural tug that pulls me towards my beloved. Heviani amelech hador brings me into the most intimate of chambers. Nagila v'nismachabach, naskira doidecha, I will mention your love more than yayin. What's the next two words? Meisharim ahivucha. What is Meisharim ahivucha? So I wanted to say that according to this gra, the pshat of Meisharim ahivucha, take a look at the psukim that you have in front of you. How does Mishlei begin? The Goyin says, remember that the first six psukim of Mishlei are not another six psukim of Mishlei, like from Zion to Yud Gimel. They are the hakdama to all three svarim. So what does it say in this hakdama? What's the lashon? Lodas chokhma umusar lohavin imrei vina, lokachas musar haskel, tzedek umishpat umeisharim. Meisharim ahivucha. Meisharim is Mishlei. Meisharim is the derech hayosher. Meisharim is Elohim bara es ha'adam asa es ha'adam yosher v'heim bikshu chishbonos. The yosher that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be is the derech of ahevucha, of the ava that knows no limits, ki chol asava ani. In other words, you want to know how to do the ahevucha? The answer is meisharim. What it turns out, according to this mahalach that I'm suggesting, is that the pasuk is merames, that the agenda, that the isha, that your cholas ava for, that is being described in Shir HaShirim, is the agenda that Mishlei goes through ba'arichus gedoyla. The ahevucha is through the mahalach of meisharim, which is a key word, which is a remez word, that zeroes in on the whole of Mishlei. Meisharim ahevucha. The meisharim mahalach is the mahalach of ahevucha. And that is the notion of this Zoyah Chodosh that connects the pasuk of Shir HaShirim to Lecha Yeshulam Neder. The way in which you fulfill the Shir HaShirim, there's a way in which to fulfill the Shir HaShirim, Lecha Yeshulam Neder. What's the way to fulfill it? Sefer Mishlei. What time is it?
One minute to one.
We'll stop right here.
And we'll
continue Bezus Hashem Blineder on Wednesday.
Meisharim appears here as, and he describes Meisharim as kind of like a balance, but it's no